The Oracle is back!
QX topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, welcome to another session of not just investment education on air, but also a form of empowerment whereby we share information that could make life better for you. I'm being joined by Haruna Kibera. Haruna Kibera is the Chief Executive Officer of Global View Capital Limited. If you follow us so well, you will definitely know Haruna by face, by voice, and analytically. Haruna, welcome. Let's go straight to business. Haruna, what are the possibilities for this week before we begin to look at the gainers and the losers?
The week is going to be short. There's going to be 3 trading days.
It's going to be short.
Monday, Thursday, and Friday. But I still believe that because we are beginning to see quarter two in the market. Yeah. If more quarter two come, we are going to see a market that is better than what.
But the truth is that except for remote trading, many people will be in holiday mood. Many people will not even bother to look at their system so that the volatility in the market will not destroy their mood during the salary break.
It depends on the investors can go on holiday when they have given their mandate. But the operators are there to carry out their orders. So the market will still be as busy as it's supposed to be.
Looking at some at the gainers in the course of the week, looking through all of them, shortly before we came on air and I was looking at them, FTN Cocoa was up 20.59 in the course of last week. NCR was up 20.48 last week. Capital Hotel was up. This one is FTN Cocoa and even Cap Hotel.
They are qualified.
Cap Hotel was up 10%. Sovereign Insurance was up 10%. Triple G. As a matter of fact, I looked them up on the indicators. I can tell that FTN Cocoa, as a matter of fact, on the indicators that I can see before me here, is already FTN Cocoa. From what I can see here, it is already descending. The possibility is that everything it gained last week, it might lose even within the next 3 trading days available in the course of this week. All right? NCR, from what I can see here, that also had reached its highest possible point. The higher the price goes from here, the more risk it takes. You are taking, so it is better for you to relax and allow it to come down. Haruna will still talk about it, the factors behind that. I'm just telling you what the indicators are saying. For Capital Hotel, Cap Hotel, right? From what I can see here, that also should not rise now. It is just flat at the highest level. That is what the indicators are saying. Sovereign Insurance, as far as the indicators are saying, that also has arrived at the highest possible level. If it moves anything further than this, your risk will be high. Then Triple G, right? Looking at what Triple G is currently doing, that also is standing at the highest level, whereby I will not recommend that you buy. I'm not saying it's a bad stock. I'm not saying it's a good stock. I'm just saying what the indicators are saying. And ultimately, prices do respond to what indicators say. Haruna, FTN Cocoa.
Yeah, like I said, FTN Cocoa is qualified. It's under restructuring. There's every possibility that somebody is divesting. Mm. And maybe that because if you look at it, they have a loss of 7.37 cover in their quarter one. So there's no reason why
the price
should go up. So I think it's that.
NCR released their result last week.
FCR also fall from 90 cover to 16 cover. That should not be the reason why the stock should go up. Cap Hotel, though it's qualified, what moved it from 240 to 200,000? Which is just the board lot. It could be, I wouldn't know, but that was exactly what moved from 240 to 264.
All right,
and Sovereign from 322 to 345, which is marginal. I wouldn't know that whether that is enough to push the stock from 30 kobo to 33 kobo to gain 10 kobo. But if you talk about Triple J, yes, in their last quarter four result, they brought, they performed at 70 kobo, though they didn't give dividend. But their per share was growth was 128%, wow, with 24.8% earnings yield, and it was 70 kobo. But it has got to 1 naira. So that information, as far as I'm concerned, would have been reflected in the price.
Which is what the indicator
has reflected in the price. So it moved because of performance. The rest, I don't believe, is market generation. But Triple G actually moved the performance. But at 1 naira, because there was no dividend attached. I think that information has been reflected in the price.
Okay, we come to losers now. Ikeja Hotel, 18.83% decline in the course of the week. Ikeja Hotel, I think they are the owners of Sheraton, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I believe right. So.
Then Consolidated Hallmark Insurance PLC. You see, when this stock was staying up there, indicators were actually saying that the price
was so calm down.
All right. Now, Unity Bank. The other day, there was even this news that CBN was going to enter into the bank. Of course, that was eventually refuted. Unity Bank was down 8.47% last week. WAPIC, otherwise called Coronation, was down 8.747%. And University Press was down 7.24%. Let me first of all tell you what the indicators are saying. Ikeja Hotel, from what I can see here, the price is actually coming down, all right? But I've not seen it getting to the turning point. For Consolidated Hallmark Insurance, it is also still descending. At least what this is saying, that when these equities are open, the possibility that they will be down is higher. That is what the leading indicators are saying. Unity Bank also, the possibility is that it will open down. For WAPIC, from what I can see here, WAPIC is also coming down. Then for University Press, if University Press should come down probably after the break, it might become attractive at the price it is currently going into. So, Aruna, let me now come to you. What would you say were the factors behind the performances in these equities?
Like for Ikeja Hotel in that quarter one, there was a loss from 12 kobo to 14 kobo. That was more than 100%. And for Unity Bank, you have said that, you know, in this country, we believe that there is for every rumor, there's an iota of truth. People are just thinking that maybe the one day will just wake up and that news will just come to be. And for UPL, and there was a 55% decline in their earnings per share, and they pay a dividend of 50 kobo as against the 5 kobo, as against the 50 kobo they paid previously. You know, that is what the market really do not want. If you have been paying 5 kobo, the worst you can do that the market will respect you, you still pay 5 kobo. If you decline in your payment, the market does not really like it. The market will reprice you appropriately. I think that's what happened to UPL.
Consolidated.
There were serious high volume for Consolidated. I see Chip PLC and WAPIC during the week. I think that was exactly what I brought in. But the volume might not actually tend to what is happening. But you know, like we talk about 100,000 units pushing it, but this one was in millions, which means that people that sold it down actually know the reason why they were bailing out.
And will you have attributed that to mere profit taking, or it is more than profit taking?
I think I would have said it's like we've just discussed, capital flight, taking their position from here maybe to the bond market.
But I will strongly advise that before you say you want to, because you see, on this platform, we have over-promoted, particularly with Malam Garu of Kofi, insurance equities so well. But when we see in a particular week, particularly among the first six highest percentage losers, we could see two insurance equities, we need to review our position and then recommend again. You see, the fact that they are losing in price does not really mean that their operations are anything negative. okay? But take time, go to www.stocksng.com, S-T-O-C-K, S-N-G as in Nigeria. Then go to eStocksWatch, the production for the week, for last week, I think the week ended, was it 9th of July? You will see our projections for insurance stocks in there. What we just need to do is look at the projected earnings and relate with current price, and you will see the possibilities in them. And like I did say earlier, by the special grace of God, that is going to be the focal point of our presentation next week. All right, but now, generally, what do you want to say about these losers? Are they Bible? Are they such that you look away from? Because sometimes when you missed out, that is the benefits investing in stocks. When there is a price rally, you don't necessarily need to kill yourself because you are not able to join. Because I'm sorry to say, I'm a Yoruba boy. You cannot take that away from me. Permit me to speak in Yoruba. Lala to roke, ile lumbo. I really don't know what lala is. But in my little understanding, I could say whatever goes up will also come down. It's just like the law of gravity. If you throw anything up, there is the law of gravity that pulls towards the earth's surface. Sometimes the prices of equity actually behave so, such that when there is a rally, just calm down. Because at the end of the day, there will be one force or the other that will pull those prices down. And then those equities that you missed out in their rally the other time, the low price regime now becomes the opportunity for you to buy. Because you see, even the decline nature that we are seeing now will not subsist forever. One other force will come. Sometimes it could even be like the angel you used to refer to that comes to trouble the water. And then you will see the price up again. Now, don't you think that this is an opportunity now for us generally to begin to look at these prices with the intent of probably positioning there?
You know, what we have always advocated on this table, there is no bad stock, there is no good stock. Mm. No bad stock forever, no good stock forever. Forever. What to do when you see a stock losing? You look at how many percentage has it lost. So you go back and look at the 52-week low. Mm. How close is it with the 52-week low? If I see a stock that has moved and is coming back and is closer or it has even touched the 52-week low, what am I waiting for? One of the things I also look at is the band that is arbitrary. Mm. Chances are that it might not come down to the 52-week low, but there is a band that will get to 450 kobo, it get to 7 naira, come back to 450 kobo, 420 kobo, go back to 8 naira. Then you now know there is a band. When, by the way, we always talk about it like the wave of the sea that is suffer. You wait for when the wave are just about to get up. You get on it. As it gets to that 420 kobo, you take position. You will follow it down to 8 naira.
I will not round off without telling you to tell me what is your view about access in just 1 second.
You see the moment we talked about access, it's packed to 10 naira.
But there was profit taking.
Yes, you can see the move. No, there was profit taking in the market. You can see that the market move well and access touched 10 naira. Fine. You see, I think this is the kind of market that we are seeing. FBNH assets would have gone as we speak.
Aruna, I want to say a very big thank you for all you have shared today. It's uncommon. To our Muslim brothers and sisters, Baraka the Salah, by the special grace of God, I'm going to be here again. My name is Abayomi Obabulijo. Until then, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation, it's accumulation and preservation. God bless you. Enjoy your holiday.